From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica Radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton's new bombshell book, The Room Where It Happened, has made President Donald Trump so nervous that Trump loyalist Attorney General William Barr is suing to stop publication. Among the revelations are that Trump apparently sought Chinese President Xi Jinping's help in getting re-elected, using its economic power to buy American goods. Trump also, according to Bolton, offered to look the other way on China's persecution of its Muslim Uyghur minority. My guest is John Bonifaz. He's the co-founder and president of Free Speech for People and the co-author with Ron Fine and Ben Clements of the book The Constitution Demands It, The Case for the Impeachment of Donald Trump. He had been a frequent guest on our program during the impeachment hearings. Welcome back, John.
Thank you for having me.
So I never thought that we would be talking impeachment again, at least about Trump. But here we are at a time when John Bolton, who should have testified during the impeachment hearings, but didn't for reasons we can get into, has his book is finally out now. And it seems as though, and he has said as much, that a much broader case around impeachment could have been made by the Democrats, that the Ukraine affair was only the tip of the iceberg and was only one of several similar instances where Trump improperly asked foreign leaders to help him win re-election. Did you think that Bolton's book would have revelations this stunning?
Well, I think it's not surprising, unfortunately, that this president has committed many other impeachable offenses that we may not even know about. And so I'm not surprised in that sense. But what is really shocking is that this individual, John Bolton, has chosen to make money over being a patriot and doing the right thing in defending our Constitution, our democracy, when he had the opportunity during the impeachment trial to come forward and testify and speak both before the House and in the Senate. Even without a subpoena, he could have made clear he was going to come forward, and he did not. He remained silent, knowing all these shocking revelations. So I think it's incumbent upon members of Congress now in the House Judiciary Committee, to issue the subpoena that he's long been due, to force him to testify before the House of Representatives, to reconvene the impeachment inquiry, and to have John Bolton tell the truth under oath. The American people deserve to know all of the impeachable offenses this president has committed, and this president ought to be held accountable for all of them.
Now, some are suggesting that Bolton wanted to testify, but wanted to be subpoenaed into doing it and didn't count on the fact that there just wouldn't be enough Republicans joining Democrats to vote, to have the votes for a subpoena, and that he made this political calculation that backfired.
Well, I think it's really ludicrous for him to hide behind that excuse. The fact is, he could have gone on television at any point during the impeachment trial and spoke to what he's now speaking to publicly with interviews, and he could have forced the Senate's hand. They would have had a lot more difficulty claiming that he shouldn't be called as a witness if he was saying all these things publicly during the impeachment trial. But not only are the 52 senators who voted to acquit Donald Trump in that sham trial without calling him and others as witnesses, not only are they complicit with the president's crimes, but so too is John Bolton for remaining silent. And the House never followed up with their own subpoena. And that's why it's now critically necessary for the House to do so, for the House Judiciary Committee, chaired by Jerry Nadler, to go ahead and issue that subpoena and force John Bolton to testify. There were many members of his staff at the National Security Council who did the courageous thing, stepped forward and testified at the risk of their own careers. And yet John Bolton chose to take a $2 million advance, wait for months before publishing these revelations. And he will go down in history as someone who stood on the wrong side.
He is claiming that the Democrats committed impeachment malpractice for not broadening the scope of their impeachment beyond the Ukraine trial. But if he was the one who had the information the Democrats needed in order to broaden the scope, but chose to not speak out, how can he make this accusation?
I think it's a pretty hard accusation to make, but what I will say, Sonali, as you know, is that at Free Speech for People, we had urged the House Judiciary Committee to expand the scope of its impeachment inquiry to not solely focus on Ukraine. So I do think there was a mistake made in so narrowly focusing on the impeachable offenses emerging from that explosive scandal and not going into all the other impeachable offenses, not just the ones that John Bolton identifies in his new book, but also the ones that preceded the Ukraine scandal, the racist abuses of power, the violations of the Emoluments Clause, the unconstitutional treatment of children and their families at the border in defiance of due process and equal protection rights. The list goes on, and this president has not been held fully to account for all of those impeachable offenses.
And if the Democrats who controlled the House could have had the votes to issue a House subpoena for Bolton, do you have any sense of why they didn't do so?
I think they made the miscalculation that somehow they didn't need to, that they had the evidence to go forward solely on the articles of impeachment focused on the Ukraine scandal, and they didn't need to expand it.
And of course,
And I think that was a
they did
mistake.
impeach Trump at the House, but maybe they thought that expanding the scope wouldn't move the needle in the Senate.
Maybe, or maybe they thought somehow the Ukraine scandal itself alone would be enough to remove Donald Trump. And this was, I think, an error made at the outset. They should have been comprehensive in their articles of impeachment. They should have presented to the American people all the high crimes the president has committed. And they should have been aggressive in issuing a subpoena to John Bolton. He would have challenged it in court, no doubt, but that case would have proceeded. And by now, I think we would have had a result. Instead, what we had for over a year when the House changed hands in terms of power, we had a House Judiciary Committee that was not being as aggressive as they should have been. And again, the 52 senators who voted to acquit this president in a sham trial are the ones who are complicit in these high crimes. But the blame goes all around for not seeing the oversight and scrutiny that we need to see now from the House Judiciary Committee. There is no several months before the election exception to the impeachment clause in the US Constitution. There's nothing stopping the House Judiciary Committee from reconvening its impeachment inquiry and dealing with the revelations out of John Bolton's book, and frankly, dealing with the incitement of violence and murder that this president has been committing in the past several weeks with his decision to tweet out statements like when the looting starts, the shooting starts, and other kinds of inflammatory statements. This president ought to be held accountable for that, and we shouldn't look to the election as the sole basis by which we hold this president accountable for his high crimes.
And of course, it was the Democrats who so reluctantly launched the impeachment inquiry that they did because of a whistleblower's complaint. But their arguments against impeachment before they started the trial were always purely political. It was, constantly raised that, well, we ought to defeat Trump at the ballot rather than through impeachment. And there were repeated political calculations made. But of course, if they've sworn an oath to the Constitution, that ought to supersede everything. However, today we are, what, just a few months away from the election. We're in the midst of a pandemic. Millions of Americans have lost their jobs. There are mass protests against racist police brutality. There's huge amounts of dissatisfaction in the nation, and one could argue Congress is overwhelmed with or ought to be spending its time on economic relief for Americans, holding police accountable. I can see an argument for why reviving impeachment now would not be the best use of Congress's time. How do you counter that?
Well, I think the members of Congress need to walk and chew gum at the same time. They need to handle the crises facing the nation with this pandemic and with the racist abuses of power by police around the nation that we've seen. But they also need to defend their oath to uphold and protect the Constitution. When faced with these kinds of revelations, and frankly, with the kind of abuses of power this president's committed since the impeachment trial, they don't have a choice. They can't say, well, we're just going to let this president continue to trample on the Constitution between now and November. We're going to hold our breath. Or frankly, even think that as a lame duck, if he were to declare the loser and actually would demonstrate he'd be willing to leave the White House after being declared the loser, that in those ensuing 2 months after the election, before the inauguration, that he wouldn't do anything further that would trample on the Constitution. This is a dangerous, unfit man in the Oval Office, and he needs to be held accountable. And the charges ought to be issued. The charges ought to be issued against this president for trampling on the Constitution. Even if the Senate doesn't take up a new trial, the House has a duty to act.
I mean, on that issue, one of the other revelations from Bolton's book is that Trump suggested to Chinese President Xi Jinping that he supported the idea of eliminating presidential term limits. Xi said that he wanted to work with Trump for 6 more years, and Trump replied that people were saying that the 2-term constitutional limit on presidents should be repealed for him. I mean, it seems as though every time Trump makes a ludicrous claim, that many of us think there's no way he could ever make that happen, he goes for it. He does not let precedent, history, tradition, or rules, or for that matter, laws, stop him. And so if he says he wants more than 2 terms, maybe we ought to believe that he will actually attempt to claim that.
Absolutely. And it's why we need to be vigilant on all fronts. We need to be vigilant in defending our Constitution and calling for him to be held accountable via the impeachment process and calling on the House Judiciary Committee to do its job. We need to be vigilant in protecting our election at Free Speech for People. We're highly involved with many others around the country in defending the rights of voters all across the nation to a safe and secure election this November. And we need to be vigilant in determining that when an election is decided, that the loser actually leaves the office. And we're quite concerned that this president will not respect the election results if he's declared the loser. And we need to be prepared for the consequences with that. This is a testing moment for our democracy and our Constitution. And it's all hands on deck. We need to be vigilant on all fronts.
I just want to bring up one more of the many revelations in Bolton's book. This was around Saudi Arabia and Trump's daughter Ivanka. The Guardian newspaper explained it this way. Trump made headlines in November 2018 when he released a bizarre statement defending the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman over the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. It included lines such as, "The world is a very dangerous place, and maybe he did and maybe he didn't." According to Bolton's book, making headlines was the point. A story about his daughter Ivanka using her personal email for government business was also in the news. At the same time, after waging war on Hillary Clinton during the 2016 campaign for doing the same thing, Trump needed a distraction. And Trump reportedly said, as per Bolton, "This will divert from Ivanka. If I read the statement in person, that will take over the Ivanka thing." So this, to me, it really suggests that Trump is a very skillful political manipulator who knows full well the impact that he has on the news cycle when he makes controversial statements. You know, I don't know if this is an impeachable offense, but certainly this is one that I think progressives should be paying attention to in terms of how he manipulates the news cycle.
Yes, we should. But one thing he can't control is he can't control those in power who are not somehow his lackeys. He can't control those in the courts who are not his lackeys. And he can't control the millions of American people all across the country who know the fraud and the con artist that he is.
But William Barr might be his lackey. This is the Attorney General of the United States, who many have suggested Trump uses as a personal lawyer, and Barr is more than willing to do Trump's bidding. And he is taking his legal fight using the resources of the federal government to protect Trump politically.
Yes, although even this week, what we've seen out of the U.S. Supreme Court is that he doesn't necessarily have the justices completely on his side, those five justices who are seen as more conservative when it came to the DACA program, for example, where his administration sought to essentially deport millions of undocumented people who were here based on the fact that their parents fled to this country. So, you know, this president can't control it all. And that's why we have to stand up. We have to understand the power we have as a people all across this nation to defend our democracy. And we have to insist that those in power who swear to take the oath of in defending the Constitution and protecting our democracy, that they need to defend that oath at this time and not somehow pass the buck and decide they're going to wait several months before holding him accountable.
Where can people find out more about the work that you do, John?
They can visit us at freespeechforpeople.org, sign up and get our updates and help us in this fight for our democracy and our Constitution.
That's freespeechforpeople.org. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sonali.
My guest has been John Bonifaz, co-founder and president of Free Speech for People, co-author with Ron Fine and Ben Clements of the book The Constitution Demands It, The Case for the Impeachment of Donald Trump. We've been discussing whether John Bolton's new book warrants another impeachment trial. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupatsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.